sounds of people ziplining from tree to tree echoed through the forests of Ponca, Arkansas this summer. The Buffalo River Canopy Tour, which opened in mid-July, was the idea of five partners who have years of experience working with ropes courses. Co-owner Mark Rose is thrilled to have the first and only tour of its kind in the state.
That's kind of the exciting part about this, is that it's the first one in the state of Arkansas that we put in, and our legacy that we have come from is the fact that we build ropes courses, and that's what we've done for the last 15 years through Challenge Quest, and decided that, you know what, it's not that much different as far as in the building practices. The safety guidelines is a huge part of ropes courses. It's a huge part of canopy tours, and so it just kind of was a natural transition to move into the idea of canopy tour, and we were excited that it was the first one in the state.
After being securely placed in a harness, helmet-wearing participants are guided from one treetop to another by a series of cables. Tour guides attach patrons to a cable they use to glide to a wooden platform that serves as a landing base in each tree they zip to.
There are seven zip lines connected to each other, anywhere from 30 to 40 feet off the ground. There are platforms that you zip into, and then the guides take you from one cable to another cable. You're always hooked up at all times when you're on the platforms or on the zip lines. And we have short, fast zip lines. We have long, slower zip lines, but it's a combination that each line has its own personality. There are beautiful views of the valley.
Construction began in early March, and Rose says they busted tail to complete the course, which was built in accordance with the Association of Challenge Course Technologies' recommended guidelines. To help construct the zip lines and wooden platforms, the owners sought help from a variety of experts.
Even though they are similar to ropes courses, canopy tours are different in the way they're built as well, because just the way you have to have things fairly exact, or you know, you build it wrong, people smack into the tree and you don't get a lot of repeat customers that way. So we did some research with other tours up in the northeast of part of the states, and they were really good helping us out, saying, hey, here's what we've learned, here's what we would do, here's what not to do. And so through talking with other tours and canopy tour groups has helped us out quite a bit. We also had a consultant come in from Kansas that came here on property and walked us through the process and helped out a lot. And we've had professional arborists come out and look at the trees to tell us, you know, this one's a good tree, might not use this tree, it's not as healthy. And so there's a lot of other professionals we've brought in with those expertise as well.
The safety of participants is, of course, a major priority, so employees have a strict maintenance routine.
We're regulated by the state as well, and so they have a watch group that we submit paperwork and things to. They come out and have done some site surveys for us. But each morning before we start, we have one of our guides run the whole tour, and so they have a hands-on view of everything before we run clients every single day that we run a tour. We have maintenance logs, we have rope logs that we keep track of how many times we've used each one of our climbing ropes, getting people down, things like that, and just keeping track of all the paperwork and maintenance is a great way that we find to be able to track and maintain our safety.
There are about eight guides from various cities across Arkansas and Oklahoma that take turns leading the tour each week. All of them are trained and must meet certain requirements to lead the tour.
Once again, the Association for Challenge Course Technology sets out standards on how we train our guides, how many hours they have to go through. And so we've set up a minimum of a three-day training that they already have to have their CPR and first aid training already done. They have experience already on ropes courses, and then they go through a site-specific training here that's 3 days, teaching them exactly what we're going to be doing, rescue situations, normal running, and just customer service. And this is a very high-touch, customer service-oriented program that, you know, it's all about the customer and them having a good time.
In a situation where a client needs to or wants to stop the tour early, guides are able to lower them safely to the ground. Although the guides are trained to assist participants throughout the ziplining process, there are some physical requirements patrons should be able to meet.
We say that it's one size fits most, that most people can do it. You need to have the ability and physical ability to be able to pull your feet up or kind of raise your feet as you're coming into the platforms. Although our guides are well trained in catching people and receiving people on the platform, the thing you need to do is have the physical ability to pick your feet up as you come in and then be able to stand once you get there. So there's a little bit of physical ability with that. Weight range wise, although things are very, very safe and it can carry much more weight, what we suggest is found that people need to be at least 75 pounds, and we go from 75 to 250 pounds. As long as you're within that rating or weight wise.
Since its opening, Rose says more than 200 clients of all ages and from as far as San Diego have gone on the Buffalo River Canopy Tour.
One of the first weekends we were out here running, we had a 76-year-old grandmother. She hooped and hollered and yelled and just loved every minute of it. So she was here with her grown children. We've had people come out for their birthday celebrations, anniversary celebrations. We had honeymooners that come out and are staying in the Buffalo Outdoor Center cabins, and so they come over for the day while celebrating their honeymoon. So it's neat to have celebrations, and people kind of do this as one of those bucket list items that they check off and get to do right here in Ponca, Arkansas.
Rose says sharing these special moments with clients is one of the best parts of his job.
For me, as the manager of it, it's fun to see people's reaction. I mean, people, whether they're screaming or they're yelling and with joy, or they're wide-eyed and you can look up and see, and they're clapping and they're doing a little dance when they reach a platform. It's fun to see people enjoy themselves, and they're usually with their friends or family having a great time. So for me working here, it's a great job. It's a great thing to be able to help people have a good time, and that's what we're all about here. Keep you safe, but let you have a wonderful, wonderful experience.
Rose says there are plans to build a shorter course that will open in the spring. During the summer, two tours are offered every Thursday through Sunday. Throughout the spring and fall, there are three tours every Saturday and Sunday. Guides can accommodate groups of 8 to 10 people, and participants can make reservations through the Buffalo Outdoor Center. More information is available by calling 1-800-221-5514. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
Zip on, Becca.